It's Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, and here from the stage of the Ryman Auditorium is the 1,072nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Jim Reeves. Back about 1800 or something, a Louisiana company had a no name suited to Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you're going. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Big Horn. Billy, Billy, Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One sad day, Billy cried, ho, ho. I can rip the feathers off his ear, bow. He smarted off. Got mad, this nearly ended our Louisiana land. Billy, Billy, Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked to Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run. He wound up married because he didn't either one. Billy, Billy, Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy, Bio, watch what you see. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. A pretty girl will get you one of these days.
Jim Reeves and Billy Bow, one of his earlier recordings. Welcome, James. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Grant. It's always a pleasure to be here, sir.
And as always, we've got a great show for the good folks tonight, featuring you, of course, along with our good friend Archie Campbell, the fine piano work of Miss Del Wood, the old Hickory Singers, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, the great square dancing of Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers, and as our special guest, the talents of one of our younger opera stars, lovely Margie Bowes.
Margie Bowes. Well, Margie will be with us to sing some fine songs in just a few minutes. Right now, it's time we heard from a group. We've been great favorites around here at the Opry for the past, well, about 20 years. The Old Hickory Singers with In a Little Green Valley.
Thanks a lot, but now it's guest time, and I want to make welcome one of the prettiest little girls to come out here on the opera stage in a long time, Miss Margie Bowes.
Margie, it's so very nice to have you here, and my, oh, my. my, aren't you pretty tonight?
Well, thank you, Mr. Eaves.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Margie. Wait a minute. I'm not that much older than you. Can't you call me Jim or James or Travis or something like everybody else does?
Well, all right, Jim.
Good. That's better. But say, instead of standing here talking like this, I think it'd be a lot better if you sang a song for us. So here, friends, is our guest, Margie Bowles, with one of her recordings, One Broken Heart.
Seeing your picture in the magazines and reading what you have to say about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, thank you, Grant. And believe you me, every PA smoker I know feels the same way. You see, because Prince Albert is crimp cut, it really does pack right, burn steady and cool without any unpleasant, unexpected hot spots.
Well, I know it for a fact, Jim, and, well, you just can't beat that mild and mellow PA flavor, that smooth and easygoing taste that pipe smokers and roll-your-own men really go for.
And Prince Albert is always so fresh. Grant, of course, it has to be because it sells the fastest and naturally moves the freshest off the shelf direct to you.
But no matter what we say, folks, you have to try Prince Albert to really appreciate it. The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
So all you smokers, wherever you are, if it's a tasty, cool, and satisfying smoke you want, light up with Prince Albert,
America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, for those of us who like square dancing, and there are mighty few who don't, here's Tommy Jackson, the Tennessee Traveler, showing us how it's done to the tune of the Gray Eagle.
Hands up, way. Okay, show it's Saturday night.
All right. Thank you so much, Tommy Jackson and Square Dancers. And now, Jim.
Yes, Grant?
Well, it's time for our secret song, so how about you doing the honors?
Be glad to, Grant, because this is my favorite part of the whole show. The song we've selected this evening happens to come from my album, God Be With You. And to me, at least, it gives us an insight on the great and wondrous power of the Almighty as manifested through the beauties of nature. At any rate, here it is, the flowers, the sunset, the trees. Each time I touch a rose petal and breathe the sweet fragrance it breathes, I know there's a God up in heaven. No human could create these things. The dogwood, the oak, and the willow so gracefully wave in the breeze. The dogwood I'll always remember, my Lord died upon one of these. The sunset in its golden splendor, such color no artist can do. I know when I look on its beauty, each page in the Bible is true. No picture or painting can capture the beauty of any of these. The handwork of God is revealed in the flowers, the sunset, the trees. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Wonderful, Jim. Nobody on earth can sing that song like you. And speaking of nobody on earth, we got a man with us tonight who's clear out of this world. My good friend and yours, Archie Campbell.
Hey, howdy, Jim.
Look, howdy, Arch. How you doing tonight?
Well, feel that blame. You're looking good, I'll tell you that.
Thank you. This is my other coat I got on
here.
Yeah,
I swear. Don't his wife so good?
Sure does.
Yeah, she so... Tommy, thank you very much. Tommy Jackson played my theme song there.
He does it good, don't he?
Yeah, he does. I remember one time old Tommy was engaged to a peg-legged girl.
Oh, is that so? Peg-legged girl?
Yeah.
What happened?
He broke it off.
Say, how'd you get that scar under your eye there, Art? That big one.
Well, that's not right there.
Oh, well, there's one under both of them. The big one's over here.
Yeah,
how'd
well,
you get that?
I got that in the war, Jim.
In the war?
Yeah.
What war?
In the boudoir. I didn't know her husband was home. I ain't been feeling well lately. I don't know. There's something setting in on me, Jim. I believe I've got palpedia the punk again.
Is that right? That's bad.
Did you ever have it?
Not that I know of.
Terrible. I went to the doctor the other day, talked to him, and he told me I had a fallen stomach.
Fallen stomach.
Yeah, I didn't believe him, but on the way out his door, I tripped on it.
Well, that ought to convince you.
He told me, that doctor told me, he said, the thing for you to do, Arch, is to take a walk every morning, get up early every morning, and take a walk on an empty stomach.
Take a walk on an empty stomach.
Yes, sir, but you know you can't hardly get anybody to let you walk on their empty stomach.
Well, I guess not.
Told me if I could keep a pickle on my stomach overnight, it'd cure me.
Yeah?
Every time I went to sleep, it fell off. I'm going to quit going to him anyhow. I'm a doctor myself.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah, I took medicine for years.
Well, I don't believe it.
I studied medicine. I got a lot of degrees, Ph.D., BVD, well, all them things.
I don't believe you're a doctor.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right, just suppose that I fainted. What would you do?
If you fainted, I'd bring you two.
Suppose I still didn't feel good.
I'd bring you two more.
Listen, Doctor, I've got these red spots here all over my hands. Could you tell me what these red spots all over my hands?
Let me examine you here, them red spots. Of course, I've got my degree, you know.
Yeah, have you really?
And I'll swear. Have you had this before?
Oh, yes, I've had it before.
Well, you've got it again.
You're not much help, Doc, I'll tell you. Say, I do a lot of hunting, aren't you?
Any questions you want to ask,
okay.
Ask me.
I got one right here. Do a lot of hunting out in the woods.
That's a good place to hunt.
One of the best. Should I carry whiskey along in case of snake bites?
Oh, certainly. You go out in them woods, brother, always take whiskey along, and only in case of snake bites.
Though. Oh, yes, of course, yes. Yeah.
Of course, another good idea is to take along a sack of snakes.
That's a good idea.
I've been out making calls today, and you know it's no trouble. This doctoring business, there's a little catch to it. I'm going to let you folks in on it tonight. You just got to keep your eyes open. These women, they have complaints, you know. Like this one woman I called on, the first one this afternoon. I went in, and she's moaning and groaning, carrying on, and it didn't take me that long. I said, lady, you've been eating too many peanuts.
Too many peanuts? Yeah. How could you tell she'd been eating too many peanuts?
I looked behind the door there, and there's a whole stack of peanut shells.
Well, that figures.
I knew she'd been eating too many peanuts.
Yeah, that figures.
And I went and called on this other lady, and she's a-groaning and carrying on, and I figured it out right quick. I said, lady, you've been eating too many oranges.
Now, how could you tell this lady had been eating too many oranges?
I looked behind the door, and there was a bunch of orange peelings.
That's a brilliant deduction.
And this next lady, why, the second I walked in the door, I knew what was wrong with her. She'd swallowed a freight train.
Swallowed a freight train. How on earth could you tell she swallowed a freight train?
I looked behind the door, and there was the engineer.
Ah. Here's Farron Young for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the precious
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavored and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing. And you find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, sir, now that we've heard from the male side of the entertainment list quite a bit, I, for one, think it's time we had a little looks and beauty here on the stage, so let's have a great big welcome for our guest of the evening as she steps out to sing the great late Hank Williams song, Jambalaya. Here is Margie Bowes. Margie Gow.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the piro down the bio. Pick guitar, flip fruit jar, and decayo. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish tie, filly gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shadamio. Pick guitar, flip fruit jar, and decayo. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. cause tonight I'm gonna see my shadow neon. Pick it up to Pritchard and be killed. Son of a gun will help me fun on the pile.
Yes, sir. Miss Margie Bowes in a great number. Thank you so much, Margie, and thanks for being here with us tonight.
Well, we got to keep the show rolling right along, Jim. So here at the piano is that mistress of the keyboard, Miss Del Wood, playing one of the tunes from her recent album, 12th Street Rag. Miss Del. Thanks so much. And now, friends, we come to a very special part of the opera tonight when one of our best-liked featured performers steps out of the role of musician and as the artist and repertoire man from our own Nashville RCA Victor recording studio. He has a special award for our star, Jim Reeves. It's my pleasure to present Chet Atkins.
Chet!
Thank you, Grant. Jim, as you know, some time ago your record of He'll Have to Go passed the million mark. It's still selling great. Doesn't show any signs of stopping. RCA Victor has given me the honor of presenting this record to you, and I'd like to read the inscription, if I may. The 1 millionth record of He'll Have to Go presented to Jim Reeves by RCA Victor in appreciation of his outstanding achievement in 1960. Jim, you're a great artist, and it's a great pleasure for me to work with people like you, and I think before long you'll be receiving another one of these. I'm sure you will. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chet. Thank you. Chet, to you and to everyone at RCA Victor, especially to Bob Holt, who was one of the first to recognize the potentialities of He'll Have to Go, this recording. Thank you. To America's disc jockeys, who have been so nice to it, to my fan club, and to the fans all over America, who have been nice enough to buy it, my humble thanks for affording me this moment. Thank you very much.
Now here is our gold record award-winning star, Jim Reeves. His great RCA Victor record, He'll Have to Go, Jim.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me to answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
All for a very memorable night for me. Thank you so much, and thank you for being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, another big show with Hank Snow leading the parade with Carl Butler along as his guest. Till then, this would be Jim Reeves saying, God bless you, friends, wherever you are, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to Camel, a real cigarette. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again, because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. There's no question about it. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.